The veterans' cause had the blessings of the retired Marine Corps Commandant, General Smedley D. Butler.
I never saw such fine Americanism as is exhibited by you people. You have just as much right to have a lobby here as any steel corporation. Makes me so damn mad a whole lot of people speak of you as tramps. By God, they didn't speak of you as tramps in 1917 and 18. No. Take it from me. This is the greatest demonstration of Americanism we've ever had. Pure Americanism. Don't make any mistake about it. You've got the sympathy of the American people. Now, don't you lose it. Yeah.
Comrades, I want you to know, I am not advising anybody to go home. We intend to maintain our army in Washington regardless of who goes home.
Police are entering the first of a score of old buildings appropriated by speakers to clear them out.
Words soon changed to blows. There was a scuffle, a shower of bricks, a shot, and the whole affair got beyond control of the Washington police, who for months had handled the dangerous situation well.
The 3rd Cavalry from Fort Myers, the 12th Infantry from Fort Washington, and the 1st Light Tank Regiment, grim and relentless. The greatest concentration of fighting troops in Washington since 1865. And to make sure the men will really stay out, the soldiers have orders to burn down the unsanitary and illegal camp. And the roaring flames sound the death knell to the fantastic Bonus Army in the shadow of the capital of the United States of America.